I'm going to go ahead and say that this audio is probably going to be horrible. I'm going to do my best, but I just want to come on back. It's been a while since the last time I have done an episode, and I'm going to get to the reasons why it's been a while here in a moment, but I just want to tell everybody so far, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to all the other episodes and keeping it going. It's just been a weird and interesting time for me, and I have to be honest about the experience that I had. We're going to go into deeply about what that is and, you know, just kind of see where y'all heads at. This may be a longer episode than normal, longer than the 15 to 30 minutes that I typically do. It might not even be that long. I'm not sure. But I'm currently in my car riding around getting insight as I sometimes do and, you know, just coming to you guys on things that I've been thinking. So, the last episode that I posted, I want to say, was at the beginning of the year, and I kind of talked about the last 6 months of me wrapping up, you know, also talking about some of the weddings that I've done, and then I went ghost. I haven't released anything since then. And to be honest, it has everything to do with my current job and the way my time off is set up. I was in a previous position that I had grown accustomed to the schedule, got a schedule I wanted, and then something in me wanted something different. I decided to go for it, but that meant everything that I knew had to change. And I'm currently on a schedule from 1 to 9:30 daily. It is the worst schedule that I've ever had. I've done it in retail, and in retail, I figure, hey, I'll do it a couple times a week. That's fine, but where I currently work, your schedule is your permanent schedule. That is what time you come in and get off every day. And, you know, on most days, you know, I can work out, you know, do all the things and then go to work. By the time I get off, it is late. At that point, I don't feel like getting on, you know, going and doing anything. It's late. Carlos has been home for hours. He's tired. He's winding down. And I am just twiddling my thumbs for an hour, you know, getting some sort of a reprieve, which makes my days off that I have, Sundays and Fridays, that much more significant to have. But yeah, it's so bad to the point where I went to the doctor, and my doctor was like, your vitamin D is low. That is literally because I don't go anywhere. You know, there are times when me and Carlos will go out to eat in the morning. There are times where I might have things that I need to do, like, you know, picking up my dry cleaning and stuff like that, that requires me to go out. But there's very little social. You know, when I was working my previous schedule, you know, I would be able to get off and go to Tasty Takeover on Tuesdays here in Orlando. I was able to, you know, do things during the day, you know, prior to it being so late at night, and had more of a social life, I think. And honestly, it kind of put me into a little bit of a depression because it kept, you know, I just really didn't get excited about going into work and, you know, all that stuff. It didn't affect my job because at the end of the day, you know, that is something that I am proud of and feel strongly about. And I, you know, love what I do. It's just the time frame. And I'm a very big advocate for work-life balance. And, you know, I always knew that it was going to be a temporary position. So it is. I actually, you know, just decided to try my hand at another position within the same field, but as an adjuster, claims adjuster. And, you know, that will be coming to fruition in April. So that's going to allow me to get a little bit more, you know, into the life that I want, you know, having weekends off and then having afternoons off, you know, to be able to have a normal day-to-day life. I'm excited for something I've needed for a while. I saw the right opportunity come available and it worked out. So, you know, I don't have anything bad to say about anything. Other than that, you know, it's been an interesting time and, I'm looking forward to no longer having to do this schedule. I have another 8 working days for this week and for next week before it starts. April 8th is when it starts. And yeah, I'm just ready to gain my life back. So I've dealt with, you know, a bout of depression. I also was coming off a period of my business not being as lucrative, I guess, as I would like it to be. You know, I do realize that it is, you know, late. It's still early in the year, but since, you know, really November, October, I hadn't had very many bookings, and that was starting to take a toll on me because I was starting to get really concerned. When the new year started, I was just like, well, I get myself until, July. You know, talk to me in July. If I'm still having those issues, then just know I'm going to be super concerned figuring out what I need to do. And, you know, just kind of thinking deeply about, you know, the next step. I have had thoughts of transitioning out of, you know, doing the weddings and, you know, doing notary stuff and scaling back a lot. I've had to cut, you know, expenses to ensure that my overhead doesn't take all the money that I'm making, and it's been a somewhat tumultuous time when it comes to business as well. And the thing is I do enjoy doing what I do. I love it with the passion. You know, it just can become concerning when you don't have, you know, a consistent amount of customers that book you. But I just had to realize that that's the ebbs and flows of business. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not everybody is always at 110% all the time, you know, with gaining customers, maintaining them and all that stuff. And also in my business, it's typically one and done. You know, you don't want to have the same clients over and over again because, you know, especially with weddings, that's what I'm speaking mostly of. You know, that means that, you know, their marriage choices is not working out too well if it's more of a, you know, multiple things. But, you know, I've gotten referrals for people. You know, suggestions, you know, good social media stuff as well. But then, you know, honestly, I had to dig a little bit deeper into how to position my business and then, you know, learning more about keywords and advertising a little bit more. And I have to say that, you know, it's worked, you know, for the best, you know, so, it's on the up, I should say. But, yeah, it's been an interesting time. And I say interesting because it's lack of a better word, but it's been tumultuous to me, I think implies that it's been like a uphill battle. And it hasn't been completely uphill battles. There's been more or less a plateau, you know, as opposed to, you know, the big increase. But I had to be real with myself and ask, like, are you really doing enough in your business? And to be honest, I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was just putting ads out there. I wasn't necessarily, you know, looking into, SEO as much. I end up getting a social media guy, so that's great. And that took me away from being creative for a long time. And today I felt compelled. I was like, you know, and then social media too. Let's also make sure we add that you know, the way social media has been lately with, it just seems like everybody's angry all the time, and it's so easy to get triggered by, you know, the things that are going on, man. It's frustrating. It's a push and pull sometimes when it comes to, you know, people and their favorites. And, you know, I'm mostly on TikTok, and, you know, I really do a whole lot of Facebook and Instagram as much. I never have. And, it's been quite interesting to, distance myself from that. Because on social media, like on TikTok more particularly, you know, the way the algorithm does sometimes, you'll find yourself, you know, being enraged, you know, by a 5 to 10 minute video or post, or sometimes even shorter than that, you know. And it's such a gimmicky kind of, I wouldn't even call it gimmicky, it's such a weird algorithm that, you know, I think once TikTok kind of gets a hold of what you gravitate to, it will pull you into it, and you'll find, you know, more scandals and questions and discourse. You know, I got involved in the whole Risa Tisa situation. It's just been a lot. And I had to stop posting, because I was posting pretty regularly on TikTok, voicing my opinions, you know, being a part of the 300 club. You know, I had an influx of followers on TikTok, and, you know, that kind of fizzled out a bit because, you know, a lot of those accounts didn't stick. And, you know, my follower count seems to go down every day. And it's interesting. It's really not interesting, but it goes down every day. I now have the live feature, but I never go live because the last couple of times I did go live, it was just me in a room. I might have had a couple other people on, you know, that came through, but it was very short. It's not the same engagement that I have on Facebook. And I had to lock my Facebook a little bit, restrict it a little bit. Can't go into details about that, but let's just say some social media stuff, you know. Some social media stuff happened. I had to kind of, you know, lock it down a little bit. So, and no, I wasn't like scammed or anything like that. So don't worry about it. You know, nothing to be concerned about. But yeah, just know that I'm a little bit more like aware and like, you know, firm on my, you know, my stance on that invisibility when it comes to the internet. You might think that, you know, people don't see you, but they do. Nothing happened with the job or anything, so I don't want anybody to get concerned about it. It's just, you know, just some crazy little stuff that made me realize I need to lock it up a little bit. So I did. So that played a part in me distancing myself. And I actually posted my first long form video and to Instagram for a long time. And, you know, I think it's getting some traction. But I don't claim to be a social media guru. So I don't care to be someone who, you know, dominate the numbers, and my thing is like all over the place. My videos are all over the place. I don't care about any of that. So I need to not give into it as much as I do, you know, because I feel like I'm making impacts. So I'm going to dead that conversation because I'm over it. I'm tired of talking about that because I don't know if I'm making any sense. But what else is going on? You know, marriage is still good, you know, like anything has ups and downs, as relationships do. Nothing to be concerned about. You know, we are going to be working with a new therapist starting on Wednesday. I'm very excited about that. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, getting some clarity and, you know, getting some peace of mind here. So everything else is on the up and up, man. I guess this episode ain't going to be as long as I thought it was going to be. But just know that every week that goes by and I don't do a podcast, trust me, it makes me feel really bad, because I said I was going to be back for season 7. And this is only my second episode. I'm not going to be doing, like, you know, 50 episodes over the next 2 weeks to make up. But I am going to, you know, let the episode simmer a little bit. You know, maybe every other week, you know, come on. I don't have a clear plan on how I'm going to attack it. But I promise you guys, I am okay. I'm on the mend. And, you know, I'm going to do better with putting my content out there. And you guys can always go to Reggie's Expressions, and that's R-E-G-G-E-E-S Expressions on TikTok. You can find me at R-L Socorro Garner, so that's A-R-E-E-L Socorro Garner, S-O-C-O-R-R-O hyphen G-A-R-N-E-R on Facebook, and then you can find my other stuff from there too, okay? Business name change is no longer Eternal Unions Weddings and Reggie's Mobile Notary, which is super long. It is RC Weddings and Notary Services. So be on the lookout for that. Now make sure that I put some of that in the show notes so you guys will have actual links to be able to go by and do that. So thank you guys for the support. I really have missed you, and I'm looking forward to, you know, making this a little bit more consistent. Don't hold me to it, but I promise you I'm going to do better. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye.